All right, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Okay, here we are. Welcome to it. After the Show podcast. Oof, I gotta tell you, it's a crazy day. It's a crazy day. That's why we do this here After the Show podcast, kind of let you know what all we got going on. And man, oh man, I am just, you know, I feel like I'm being torn by the winds, Jay Bird.
You feel like you got hit by a hurricane, even though you have not.
It kind of feels that way. Yeah, so to let you know, basically, I guess, rewinding back about a day. Now, we were here yesterday. We came in and everything's just kind of off, and we went on for a couple hours. Talked about things that are open and whatnot, and hurricanes kind of throw you off balance. But you might remember me talking about how I had, you know, a company thing going on in Washington, D.C. today, and I was, you know, going to be on a plane, just kind of a weird mistimed thing. So, you know, yesterday afternoon, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to come in for a little bit in the morning, and then, you know, my flight is going to have to leave at about 7:30 a.m., and then we got up, caught up in all these kind of like hurricane discussions yesterday about this fundraiser that we're doing. That all pretty much happened right after the show, kind of putting all that together. So as part of that, some other stuff we're going to be doing in the future for KBJ. And so, you know, that's a big part of it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, here's what we got. Virginia's out. So, you know, trying to get the gauge of like where people are, like how goofy are we? How much hurricane do we do? You know, what is KBJ going to be all about today? So I'm like, well, I got to leave at 7:30. So we had a plan. And then I was driving to the airport, and my boss was like, I think maybe you should not go.
How far into the airport did you get?
I was pulling into the parking garage. So I got there, and
that sucks.
I basically had to drive, and I just did that loop where it was like, if you ever do like the Palm Beach International, like psych, like
yeah.
I kind of drove in and then just looped around. And then.
So what time is this at?
This, probably around 7, close to 8.
Okay.
Because, yeah, my flight started boarding at 8:20.
Because at that point, we were into best of stuff, and you
yeah.
probably heard some stuff me and Kev did earlier in the show.
Yeah.
We were planning for you leaving town, and
right.
with the hurricane, and then Virginia out. I mean, it's a fucking wonky week.
So that was the plan, was I was only going to be here for, you know, till 7:30, so this is kind of the stuff we're going to do. We're going to cover all the latest stuff with the hurricane thing and kind of monitor that, and then, yeah, I was going to bounce at 7:30, so we're going to have some replays in, and then voila, surprise, and I wound up back here, and then you're like going, okay, I really don't have anything planned, so it's kind of crazy. So, yeah, that's kind of been the day-to-day, so I'll be here the rest of the week and everything
good.
Else.
Good, I'm happy about
yeah.
that.
So no trip, but, you know, now, tomorrow, I know what the show's going to be. When I know what the show's going to be, it's easy. Just tell me, am I doing hurricane stuff? Am I doing goofy KBJ stuff? And tomorrow, it's pretty much all the way back to KBJ.
So, yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
I mean, we can still make mention, because you're right, tomorrow we're still going to be collecting money and
yeah.
donations and all that stuff in the parking lot.
And we'll
here.
Promote that, but you'll just hear us say, hey, it's still going on. So, just so you know what is happening, we are collecting supplies here. So, if you're in this area and that's convenient for you, we'd love to take your hurricane supply stuff that you've got, non-perishable food items, and your water, and the baby formulas and tents and tarps and stuff like that, first aid kits and supplies. You know, and to be honest with you, what we're doing with it is, you know, the good part of having Good Greek moving in storage is the storage part, because they're not allowing any boats into the Bahamas, as you can imagine, because they've got debris and they suspect bodies that are still floating out there. I mean, it's just, it's horrific, some of the photos that I've seen. And so the last thing they want is all these private boaters, and that's what a lot of it is. And so they're saying, guys, you know, please do not, we have nowhere to even put this stuff. If you brought the stuff in here, you might as well just throw it in the water, because we can't, like, we haven't even drained out yet. So, you know, we're going to get the supplies and we're going to store it, and then, you know, we're going to make the contacts and make sure we get it there. So we're just, you know, taking that stuff off your hands. Going to be going on until 6 p.m. tonight, and then again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. will be a drop-off if you want to come by for all that kind of stuff. If you want to see all the supplies, you can go on to our Facebook and kbjshow.com and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah, that's been kind of it. So, Yeah, I feel like I've gone through my own Cat 5 here the last 24 hours. It's been crazy.
So I have ideas to get back to Goofy KVJ, but I destroyed my phone and they're in my notes.
Oh no.
And I so
terrible.
Did I lose all of those notes or
Denny's is the guy to ask for that.
Oh my gosh, Denny. I have so many show notes on this because they're all from my hurricane. It's all from the hurricane while we're waiting like the last 3 days.
Sorry about that. Hold on. Let me get you there.
You can log on your iCloud account from a computer, and it tells you everything that's backed up.
This is when we find out if I have the cloud or not, Kevin.
Oh, this is a telling moment.
Well, you've been on and off with the cloud for, it's been like 5 years
now. We've
had
a tough relationship together.
Yeah, you constantly are on them and then off them and then on them and off them. And I don't know what happens, but somehow it gets deactivated all the time.
It's so fucked, Kevin. Please. All right, we'll find out. I'll give you guys an update.
It has the option to save your notes.
Okay, here's the moment of truth, Kev. I do have the iPhone. I got him!
You got it.
Daddy's walked me through.
That's
it. Yes!
Savior.
Oh, hell
so it should
yes!
back him up. I think you had some sort of failure, though, where your phone last backed up like 10 days ago
it
or
is
something.
So nice to win one. Gosh, just that feeling of winning something so small.
Trust me, I look at life, and it really is. It's a series of wins and losses.
Yeah,
I feel like today I don't even have one in the win category, so I feel happy for you because when you get a win, it's just great.
It's good.
I do have to get a brand new phone now, but the thing that was really bumming me out was the loss of the notes.
Yeah.
Phones are going to break. Denny's just telling me now, you don't really buy a phone anymore. You kind of go on this almost rental thing.
Yeah, it's like you lease a phone, basically, is what I'm understanding it as.
Yeah, ultimately, in the end, you pay the same for it because you pay it off over the course of 2 years. But you can trade it in. I trade in my phone every update. Every new model that comes out, I just switch it.
Mentally, I feel like going into the phone store today and just saying, oh, you're just transferring it over. I don't feel like I'm losing.
Well, that's what I do it every year, and I don't lose anything because I transfer all my stuff over. It's all so turnkey now that it's all tied in with that iCloud. Now, if you lose that password or account, then you're in trouble because that one's important.
Oh, man. Because by all of my information, as soon as you log on, it automatically fills your password, everything.
That's I know. That's the best.
But every now and then, for some reason, it just says, fuck you, I'm not doing that anymore. And then if you don't remember it, you're like, wait, what was my...
Yeah, sometimes like that Face ID, I'm like, when my Face ID doesn't work, I'm like, what is going on with my face today that my phone doesn't even recognize me?
Yeah.
Is it a night after drinking? Am I put on a couple pounds? What happens if you just, as you age, how does your phone keep knowing?
Did you see that one picture of us today from Facebook Live? It froze.
Oh,
and
yeah,
on my face. Like, you are about to commit so much murder.
I will kill everyone who's a survivor.
Yeah, I'd say Kevin photos. I feel like Kevin looks much different in real life than he does in a photo.
He does, definitely.
Yeah,
you look way better in
person. You look like a different person.
Yeah, it is. It's very weird. The camera does. You know, some people, the camera loves you. Yeah, it's the exact opposite for me. It has been my entire life. I am the least photogenic person on the planet.
You've gotten better, though. You used to do nothing but murder shots.
Everyone.
You've learned to really work the lens.
I'm trying. There has been a little bit of effort there, not going to lie, but it's still not good. I'm still way below average.
So I wonder if you fall into a category where facial recognition has a difficult time, and some people are just not prone to that.
But if you're horrifying when you start off, then...
if it changed.
And that might be it.
But
maybe,
I think you look different.
Maybe I was horrifying.
But you don't look horrifying in person. It's only when you take a still photo.
I know.
It's the weirdest
thing. Yeah, video, you don't look horrifying either.
You don't look weird in video. It's your photos. And then every photo looks like somebody photoshopped you in. It is bizarre.
It is bizarre. I don't know what's going on here. Let me see. We got Michael on here. Said, just a thought. In the coming day of the storm, I was thinking on having you as a show and thought having you maybe do a 24-hour show to put a damper on what is going on. I think we could all use a laugh through the storm. I was thinking that you could raise money for Little Smiles for monetary donations. You do another hour of the show until you reach 24 hours or until no donations are coming through. Just a thought. Stay safe during the storm and may God be with you all. Thank you, Mike. You know what? Oddly enough, he sent that in here, but we are working on some plans. You know, we're doing a Hubbard Radio thing, collecting the donations today and tomorrow, just, you know, for people who's got it, trying to make it easy for you to say, hey, you know, don't throw the stuff out, or don't, you know, if you don't need it, let us have it and we'll get it to the right place eventually. But yeah, we got more plans going on, and we're thinking about doing something we've never really done with KBJ and staying on the air for a very long time.
And you said,
yeah,
hey man, get weird with it when it comes to ideas.
Yeah,
now,
I
be careful.
This is me talking. Keep in mind, I got to sit down with Leo to really kind of get his blessing to say what I want is I want people tuning into the radio to be like, wait, what is going on? Like, I want everything to stand out, but I want to hijack WRMF for like 48 hours straight.
I mean, if we
and
do this,
it would be all KBJ, and it would just be. But the thing I love about it is we'd be on the entire time, but it wouldn't necessarily be that all four of us. Because I mean, after 36 hours, it would be just like we'd be killing each other or passing out or something like that. So, you know, somebody would go take a nap or something like that. But it might be, you know, just you and Denny's on for a while, or, you know, me in suits, or who knows.
I love it.
What
yeah.
kind of variation it is you have. And what would it sound like if just us two were doing a show, or us, or who, if somebody wants to walk in and be on, then they can be on.
We can still raise money, but we can be KVJ and goofy and yeah. do fun stuff with it.
Yeah, well, the concept was, and the thing that really, you know, stands out to me was the 48 hours of the storm sitting over the Bahamas, battering them with 185-mile-an-hour winds for 48 hours. And the hell that must be, and just how long that is. And it only moved 100 miles in that time. And it was just, you had to be like, I mean, honestly, God, like, what is going on, man? So, yeah, so I really want to kind of drive that home as we do more stuff for the Bahamas and kind of, like, play off that a little bit and raise some money. Money really is, that's it. That's ultimately what they need. Because that way, that's flexible. Because you may say, we've got more water than we know what to do with. And water keeps coming in. And you're like going, we're bathing, we're drinking, we have more water than we know what to do with. What we need is tarps or tents or baby foil. So when you have cash, you can, you know, kind of make those orders and make that stuff happen. So, yeah, so we're going to try to really make a big cash run and do something like that.
Maybe the Kevin Ralston sleep camera? Or the Jaybird sleep camera?
Yeah, I want to do video. I want all that kind of stuff. I'm like, you know, maybe at like 1 in the morning, we drop a weird and whatever. Oh. We talk about it. So basically, if Leo will give us the green light, if you tune in those 48 hours to WRMF, you'd be like, wait, what's going on here? It would just be like weird music. It would be weird conversations. People would be like, I don't know what's going on with this radio station.
I love it. Yeah. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So
if we can do it right, I think it'd be great.
I ran it by Leo last night. He seemed like he was like, okay, this is great. I love where this is going. This is fantastic. But I don't think he really fully understood just how far and how weird I was going to take it. So I got to be, are you okay with it's 2 in the morning and Jaybird and Denny's are, I don't know, talking about whatever you guys want to talk about.
At 2 in the morning, it can be a lot of weird stuff.
That's where you probably get me at the weirdest.
Well, that's why I think it'd be great. You tune in any time in that 48 hours, and you just would not know what you would get.
I think the best ideas come during the middle of weird hours at nighttime when you can't sleep.
We could do a one-up brainstorming session where it's just like, okay, you got to have a better idea, go. And have people vote on it. People be like, you know, you might have insomnia, and you could like tune in and jump on. Yeah, and we'll broadcast. I think we could do the entire. Now, if we did a YouTube version of this, do we got to keep stopping it, or do you just run for 48 hours of YouTube?
Technically, I think you could do it.
48 hours.
Unless something stops us on the outside.
You just do a 48, you just keep it rolling?
Yeah,
so we'd have a chat room going the entire time, so we'd be able to just. So what it'd be, like really tired, random thoughts on the radio, but still on YouTube. So. Who knows what had happened?
They do that bullshit with April the Giraffe. They had a fucking camera on that thing for 9,000 days.
Yeah, that would be it. So it would just be like, you would be very, if you tuned in, you'd be very confused as to what the hell's going on.
I kind of want to go for all 48 hours, bitches. I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay on the mic for 48 hours.
You can. I mean, I'd say the only thing is KVJ is on for 48 hours. I know Virginia's probably going to bounce out, take care of kids, do whatever she's got to do. And so
I might just bring Chewy up in this piece.
Yeah, you could. I mean, that's just the concept is KVJ will be on and live to some degree. We may replay some stuff, like if we have an interview that, you know, was really good from somebody letting us know what was happening. So you may hear some replay stuff in those 48 hours, but there'll always be somebody here, you know, just kind of trying to make it happen. So
you could do a White Claw challenge. Everyone drinks and last one standing wins. Penelope's idea from the chat room.
Well, that's just it. I want to get ideas from people. So, you know, what I'm thinking right now is we would probably do the regular show Wednesday morning. So we'd be on 6 to 10, and then it officially starts. The clock starts at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning, and then that's where we go. So we are on from 10 a.m., and then we don't end until Friday at 10 a.m., and then that's when we sign off at WRMF. So that would be it's really crazy if you look at the timing. Boca Steve, let me know. Yeah, the hurricane started at noon on September 1st in the Bahamas, and it blew out, like, officially, like, at noon on September 3rd. So it is pretty much almost to the minute, like, 48 hours. So that's really what we would do. So 10 a.m. we'd be done.
It's basically a sleepover with everybody.
It is.
I'm talking pajamas. I want snacks. Good movies. Can we put movies on in the background?
You do whatever you want to do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anything you want to do. Like, there's no. That's where I really got to get Leo to buy into that part of it, just so he's not like, guys, you got to really, like,
dial it back. Right, No, you want attention for this stuff.
That's what I want. I want people to just be like, what is going on with RMF? I don't understand what's happening. I want people to be confused and then drawn in, but there's going to be that message behind it. The whole time we're on, we're going to be raising money for the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And we've even got a really cool idea with what we want to do with the money and how we're going to use it. And so Virginia's actually she's driving. She's working on that stuff right now. Or maybe Rocco's driving and she's working on the stuff.
Yes.
So she's on her way back, but she's kind of, lining that stuff up right now.
You got
now.
Me real excited, only to be heartbroken for what we don't do.
Leo's going to greenlight it. I think he is. I don't think he's going to stand in the way of this. And that's the whole point is you've got to continually hear things not here. Like, to me, I want to, one of the ideas is if you donate money to where we're going to have it and you can send us your receipt for a certain dollar amount, you pick the song, we'll play it.
I mean, how weird do you want to get with this thing? Let's say it's 1 o'clock in the morning and it's me, you, and Denny's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who wants to see Denny's yell and discipline Kevin's beard? Exactly. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's odd.
I don't understand it at all.
Okay. How weird do you want to get?
I don't even understand that, but that's it. Well, and people, for a dollar amount, because like I said, this is all going to be about raising money for the Bahamas. So that is the underlying theme that we're doing, is we're going to have a very robust goal of trying to get at least $100,000. That's what I want to do for the 100 miles that the hurricane traveled in that 48 hours.
It'd be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. And so if you prove that you donated a ton of money to that, like, I mean, the sky's the limit. I mean, already people are, like, giving us ideas for bid ideas. You know how we do the what do you want to see us do?
Yes.
That would just pretty much run nonstop.
And would amp it up.
Yeah, you can amp it up. And so that's why get the ideas in now so that we can prepare. Because some of this stuff you got to prepare because – okay, Maggie had sent in. She said, here's a couple ideas for what do you want to see us do. Maggie said, I really want to watch Jaybird and Denny's have a pixie sticks snorting competition on KVJ TV. I bet Denny's would be able to snort more pixie sticks than Jaybird.
I love the idea. Here's my question. If somebody is now if we're taking ideas of what do you want to see us do, if we do your idea, they should make a donation.
They do, yeah.
Okay.
That's just it. So you got to have proof of that will definitely take priority on stuff. And if you're like going, hey, I just dropped $1,000, and I'd be like, oh, okay.
I mean, snoring pixie sticks is fun and all, but how much more fun would it be if it's for a good cause?
That's absolutely exactly it. So us doing our dumbass stuff, that's going to be kind of what the price is, make a donation to what we're doing here, raising money.
We could have fun food catered.
Yeah. Man. I want to get businesses, to partner up with this. I want to get restaurants partner up with this.
This totally reminds me of, like, an old 80s sitcom where the radio station's going to go on air for 48 hours. We're going to raise money.
It's very old school kind of like concept. Like I said, it's nothing that we've ever done. And I figured if there's a time for us to do it, this is the right time and for the right reason to make this happen. And so, I want it to be creative, fun, insane. Live music. I don't even know what we're going to do.
I think we have cocktails and karaoke that Friday, too.
Yeah, okay, something to keep in mind.
I mean, something to keep in mind.
Wow, okay, that would be something. Well, at least, you know, we'll get out of here and then we can go sleep until cocktails and karaoke and get that.
I might be on that 48-hour radio high. Yeah. I don't know.
And somebody said in the chat room, said, yeah, get the money up front. That's why what my thought is what you'd have to do. I'm going to make sure that with the way we're doing it, I think the account we're going to have it after you make your donation, it will show thank you for your monetary amount donation. You would have to screenshot that, and you're only going to do that if you make a legit donation. It recognizes a credit card. You send that to us, and that's how we know. So that's the getting the money up front. Yeah, we're not going to go on good faith.
Yeah, I go, oh, yeah, put peanut butter all over Jay Bird's balls. And
psych.
Yeah, oh, never mind. No money.
Psych.
Got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Got to pay for that kind of greatness.
So that's the thought on how we're going to do that, like suggestions on what to do, requests. This would be the one time we'll say, yeah, radio actually will play your request.
Yes.
So you make a good enough donation. And, yeah, obviously it still has to be FCC friendly. We can't, like, drop out some old school Two Live Crew or some new Migos or something, you know, completely filthy.
I do like what Metal Beard suggested, and it would probably freak Kevin and Virginia out. Get a Ouija board and conjure some spirits.
That's you and Denny's. I ain't doing that shit.
If we do that here on the air.
You could do it here. Yeah.
But then the spirits are going to be in the studio when you guys come back in.
Yeah, you're right. I have to bring whatever my sage is or whatever the hell you do with it. Stuff.
Yeah, the smudge.
Yeah, but that'd be interesting. I mean, who's doing Ouija board on the radio in the middle of the night?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Absolutely.
Nobody really should. But you know, I mean, hey, when we're gonna be doing this,
me and Denny's might do a little Connect Four tournament on the air.
Again, if nobody's ever done it,
honestly, that would be great. I'm not discouraging anything. I mean, I want people to be like, I can't believe that. Are they really doing Connect Four right now on the radio?
If you had like teams of like people cheering for each person and someone announcing each move with a dramatic voice, yeah, it could possibly
work. I want people to be listening because they can't believe how bad a radio it is. And they're just like, okay, this has got to change, right? So hopefully more people will listen because they just can't believe what they're hearing. Like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh, Connect Four tournament has to happen.
Yeah. So, you know, get your funds together, get your ideas to send to us, because like a Pixie Sticks thing, like, we got to have Pixie Sticks ready to roll. Like, Pixie Sticks just ain't going to fall from the sky. So, you know.
And you're saying next Wednesday?
It would be. So, we do a regular show, you know, next Wednesday. Everything's going to sound completely, you know, whatever, right? We'd be talking about it a lot on Wednesday. And then at 10 a.m., it doesn't go to anything else but just more KBJ. And then that's it. We go all the way. And then we are not done until Friday at 10 a.m. We'll probably do an after the show and then bounce and get ready for cocktails and karaoke.
Well, we're ready, Coach.
You want a battleship tournament?
Twister? Oh, we can get real weird with Twister. Yeah. That's KVG. KVG.
I would just love our competitors are going to be listening and be like, are they really playing Battleship on the radio?
You bet your ass we are.
This is terrible. They go, are they really? A7.
And then
miss.
Then a week later, all of a sudden, we hear Mo and Sally doing a Battleship bit.
I would be shocked.
That'd be amazing. And I don't know. We may completely kill the ratings for two. I don't know. That's very possible. So, yeah, I mean, it's still got to get, right now it's got initial enthusiasm from Leo, but it's got to get, yay, all the way up through the top.
I'm real excited. So when are we not doing this?
I told you. I'm going to push for a bit. How can you say no to this? This is what radio is all about.
It is. It's fun.
This is what we need. I just feel like this is right. I feel like this is just what we need to do. Because I think people will just tune in and be like, gosh, that. And if they're like on Friday, be like, if we raise a ton of money and they're like going, that was the worst radio I've ever heard, I am completely happy with
it. It's all about, the goal is to raise money.
The goal is to raise money. And I don't care the quality of the radio at all.
It won't be bad
once.
Radio. It won't.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be fun stuff. So, yeah, we're getting ready for all that. Let me see here. Eric from the Pizzle got a little call him out. Can we call it the a-holes who pull up to the gas pump and then proceed to walk away from their car and go shopping inside before getting gas? Or they pump their gas first and then they do their shopping. Meanwhile, there's a long-ass line of people trying to get gas. Move your vehicle away from the friggin' pump. What a bunch of assholes. And also, what good is milk and eggs going to do you in a hurricane? Why not just buy perishable foods? Discuss. Yeah, I guess, you know, I was saying this earlier. I say this every time we have any kind of storm. It brings out the best and the worst, you know. That's just the way it goes.
To defend the eggs and the milk, they're probably going to cook that before the storm and have a nice meal before the hurricane hits.
Agreed.
I'm not defending their actions. I'm just saying.
Agreed.
People that get those foods.
Absolutely. let me see. With the White Claw suggestions, thought this is fun. Somebody, Nancy, sent this to us. Saw it on Facebook. Not you guys. Not sure if you guys already saw it, but there was a law enforcement place. I don't have it because it got cut off with the printer. But they put up, you know, the ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. And they said, we aren't sure where this rumor started, but we want you to be aware that you will be cited or arrested for these same crimes as other types of alcohol. Ain't no laws when drinking claws is not a viable defense and will not hold up in any courtroom.
So. Yeah, I still go to bed. I'll be going under and I just hear, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. It's Virginia's voice from that one Friday. You weren't here for that, Kevin.
Sorry, I missed that. this is kind of fascinating. We were talking about Suits Encounter with that swinger couple.
Yes.
Lucy is in here. I have to swap up with you, Denny's, real quick, because I know he's in there running the YouTube, because we got to find out about that. And then we'll tag you back in here as soon as he's done. This says here, so my dad and stepmom are swingers from Port St. Lucie, and everything Suits described in his story sounded just like that. So I'm dying to know if it was Lenny and Tanya. She's blonde, he's bald.
I don't know. I don't think he was bald, but I did not get their names. I was really just trying to get out of there.
Okay, she's blonde, he's bald. They're from the Pizzle. My family are very open, so
they definitely seem like they were from the Pizzle.
Alternative lifestyle.
So she knows her parents are swingers, huh?
It's stepmom.
Stepmom.
Dad and stepmom are swingers, and they're swinging in the Pizzle. So there you go. If you run into Lenny and Tanya, they're happy to do whatever you want.
Come on, swinging in the Pizzle. I mean, that sounds
I had no doubt they were from the Pizzle, the people that
that sounds just like good, clean Pizzle fun right there.
It kind of does, yeah. Really kind of does.
I wonder if that is weird for the kids. If you're like in your mid-20s and your parents are, they swap and they swing, are you weirded out by that?
Yes.
I think it's weird for any age.
When you come home and you see, if you're visiting and you see like eight cars in the front yard, do you automatically think, that's not a barbecue, they're totally banging somebody else?
If you're a kid and that's what you see, or you know your parents are already swingers?
If you know your parents are, you know of it, but you don't know how often they do. Anytime you see multiple cars in the driveway, you totally think someone's getting
plowed. It'd be interesting to talk to a kid of a swinger who's not really into it and just like, I would keep driving. I'd be like, okay. you would have to be like, got to call your friend and be like, hey, I think I'm coming over tonight because,
I got to keep driving, just like what dad's doing.
Okay, do you want to? Okay, imagine that. If you're the kid and they've been there, do you want to go into your bed and take the chance of sleeping?
Shit,
now,
that.
I mean, it could be made and it looks immaculate, but there could have been, a five-person train going on your bed, and they could have just made it, and you don't know what flew where. And
I don't then think
you
I just stay in the house.
And you just lay down, and you're like, "Wait, what is this?"
And
I just
if you know your parents are swingers, and let's say it's a regular birthday party or a barbecue, and everyone's hanging out, and then you see your mom and dad just talking to this other couple, you automatically think
everything you think
they're
is
trying
that, yeah.
to totally poke them.
You would think everybody's probably trying to swing with
definitely.
Them.
Yeah. I would. I'd be like, Dad, you're totally hitting on that person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, thank you very much there, Suits. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Your participation there.
You know, your name is now synonymous with swinging.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to put this together.
You tell a story, people.
You're now, for KVJ, when somebody says swinging, you're like, Suits.
Now I hear
cuckolding.
I hear you're the unicorn now. Swingers are out to get you now. They're like, we're going to turn them. We're going to turn them.
I'm very elusive, apparently. Everybody wants it.
The kid, the prodigy.
I
don't know. It's too weird for me, man.
Well, you never know. Never know who you'll be. Don't, never say
For now, it's too weird.
I got you. Who knows? All right. We got Jeremy here with a question. What is the possibility of making Denny's pig noise into a ringtone? I started crying from laughing so hard when you guys replayed it. It was really good. We were talking about that, where we want to try to get a catalog of KVJ ringtones and then KVJ gifts that you can get and, just kind of use those in your communications. And so we're trying to figure out how to get a whole store set up.
I told Denny's
store for free.
But he's really in the pocket when he does multiple animal tracks with a little reverb, and when he does the background.
I'm not going to argue that.
I'm not kidding you. The pig sound effects was your Bohemian Rhapsody.
I put a lot into that one.
You could tell.
It was so good. There was definitely effort that went into that.
Well, you had to start getting more creative because at first, you know, it started off as a bit with animal noise. So I grabbed the generic animal noises. But now it's starting to get a little tough to find animal noises.
That's how I always thought about mystery sound. I loved doing it was an old bit we did. And it gets to a point where you're like, after you paint your mom while she's asleep, it's hard to go from there.
How do you, like, one-up that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to do some more research on animals, see what else I can come up with.
Good.
Okay. We got Stephanie from Pompano saying, I listened to all the podcasts from last week, and now tomorrow I'm going to be on day 3. I'm going crazy without you guys. I work for a hurricane shutter company. I've been dealing with crazy people for the last 9 days. I got one quick question, though. Whatever happened to Marianne? She was at 95.5, and her and Jay Bird lived together and even had a dog named Gary Coleman, I think. I know her in Virginia used to bump heads, so whatever happened to her and the dog?
Unfortunately, Hell Yeah, I Love Gary Coleman passed away, and it happened relatively quick. He'd lost, I believe, a leg, and she ended up taking him. He became a Port St. Lucie dog. She moved. Okay. She got married. She became a teacher. She still does stuff, I believe, with Channel 5. She does some mommy
She does. She's doing the mommy blog stuff. In fact, I talk to her every now and then just kind of about that and, you know, was trying to give her some ideas and thoughts on what she's doing there. In fact, I had a buddy of mine that does a radio show in Melbourne. He's got a syndicated show, and he was looking for a co-host. And so just probably less than 2 weeks ago, I was like, hey, this is the person for you. And so
she had done stuff up there, too, at that station. Remember?
Yeah. I think she had gone up there. And I'm like, this guy's solid dude. He's real, one, an awesome guy. He's a very good broadcaster. He was in Dallas for a good while. And he's in Melbourne loving it. And they're syndicating his show to different places. And I'm like, it would be a perfect fit. So I haven't heard after I connected those two where it went. But, yeah, it'd be great to get her back on the radio up there. So
yeah, I mean,
that's where she is.
She moved up to the Port St. Lucie area and just kind of went her own separate way. But
Mommy,
I'm still
in
contact
great.
With her and talk with her.
Yeah, so you never know what the future will bring. But, yeah, that's what she's doing, and she's doing very well. Ideas already are starting to flood in. Maybe just a couple topics. If we're looking for some stuff here. We have got Michael. How about bands, groups that have had a TV show? Okay.
The Monkees.
I think you're going back a little bit, yeah, because his examples are Monkees, Partridge Family, and Sha Na Na.
Happy 80th birthday. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Sha-na-na. I mean, that's some old shit even for me.
Totally.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know that really happens ever anymore. I'm trying to think the last time a band had a TV show. I think you have to go back to the 70s to have one of those shows.
I would tell you a little bit about the Monkees, but I do not feel like boring the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Now, you've had singers come from shows first. Ariana Grande, Sam and Cat.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus from Hannah Montana. You had Justin Timberlake from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Demi Lovato.
Bag, Brian Austin Green, 90210. He had a mild, what's a little bit less than a mild hit?
Come on.
He had a song.
No.
He did. He had a song. No.
B-A-G.
You had that, what was it, the song, The Hill? No, wait, is it,
how do you talk to an angel? He had emotion voice when he sang.
That was that 90s Michael Bolton over emotional.
That kind of
gritty cheese.
That kind of music. Yeah. It sounded like
it's
kind of
like I'm taking a shit.
Yeah, I'm constipated, but I'm singing
about love. It really did. It was like a love song you sang on the
breathy.
Shredder.
It was
it's terrible.
How do you talk?
Somebody saying Jonas Brothers, were they on? I don't know. They had all the Demi Lovato show. What even show was that? I don't know. That was Camp Rock.
Yeah.
Know what that was?
Yeah, I know that was a movie or something.
Big Time Rush. Okay, somebody said that in the chat room. I kind of remember them because I remember we did a concert with them one time, Big Time Rush. It had to be like 15 years ago.
I remember. I think I first got on the show.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Michael's other idea, singers that have been in a movie and or TV show. Again, here we go. Olivia Newton-John.
So this is my kind of list.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Olivia Newton-John fan.
Yeah, but you got more. Okay, it's Will Smith, Justin Timberlake, Prince. Let me think. Yeah, you see that.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, just Beyonce has
Beyonce.
Done a couple projects.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Cold as Ice.
Cold as Ice.
They were playing that movie a ton on HBO.
Oh, are they really?
It was on a lot.
Back in the day, right?
No, recently.
Really?
I would say about a year ago, that was on a lot. And wow. I always, you ever get that where you have something on cable and you always catch the same exact scene?
Yeah.
Every scene was the same scene.
Okay. Yeah, I do, and I know what you're talking about. I was trying to think. There are a couple pop artists that I think have danced back a little bit here and there, but I'm not really sure.
To stay true to the list and it being old AF, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond did a movie called The Jazz Singer, and
right?
That's a fantastic movie.
1980, I believe.
I believe you're right. I believe it was during his Love on the Rocks time.
When he had the, I'm taking a shit.
He's always.
The shouting and shitting.
He's always had that kind of voice.
How about, can we do a shit singer top 10?
There you go. Yeah. There's a list.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, he's
born in the USA. Constipated.
And Denny's, we can put some poop drop sound effects, right?
Boosh.
Yeah, definitely.
Bruce Springsteen might be the worst offender.
Deuce Springsteen.
He does like 9-hour concerts. He's
top 10 toilet tunes. Born in the U.S., how do you talk to an angel?
Who does got a little bit of that? Her? A little bit.
Yeah. Songs that sounds like you're taking a dump while you're singing.
That's funny.
Any other idea from Michael? Actors that have been really great singers in movies. John Travolta, Bradley Cooper. Anna Kendrick, yeah, that was the one that I was thinking about. Yeah, she'd...
Cups.
Yeah, Cups. From Pitch Perfect.
That's right, she did have that one song.
It was a hit.
It was.
It was. People love that song.
Yeah, they did. Okay, so thank you for the ideas. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. Appreciate it. We're going to be looking for a lot of stuff to kill 48 hours straight if we get this thing going.
Oh, yeah.
A programming note, we will be going live today for Weird and Whatever at 6 p.m. We've rescheduled it now to go to Wednesdays now because school's back in session and
gotcha.
It's just easier. So
yeah, I know you're doing Saturday mornings for a while.
And Beckett was always complaining, oh, hair doesn't look as good.
Coming in late.
So I always feel like I look puffy in the morning. Like, shut the fuck up, you male model.
Any topics on the agenda for tonight?
I got to do a little bit of prep. We're going to probably talk some more about the deep fake that Denny's brought in.
Yes.
It's really fascinating. I'm seeing a lot of people talk about that and how eerie it's getting. There's this one where Jim Carrey, I think he's either talking
they
like...
put his face on an actress.
On an actress.
Yes.
And it does look slightly off, but... if that's what it looks like
now,
in 3 years, it's going to be off the chain. How people, you're not going to know what's real anymore.
I almost got to that today because there was an app from China that was going around over the weekend, if I can find the story. But I think the gist of it was that you can put your face like on celebrities' bodies, and it's indistinguishable. It's kind of like that Jim Carrey video, and people are like, at this point, it's absolutely insane.
Well, the reason why it's so weird is because when... it's the facial expressions that goes along with it. It looks really legit.
Yeah, they do pretty well.
Yeah, so maybe you guys can find that. In fact, if you like it and you get some traction on that tonight, we can bring that up tomorrow, too, on the regular show. Because I saw that. I was like, that's kind of fascinating. If nothing else, we should. If it's an app you can get, let's get it. Let's do our own tomorrow. Yeah.
Let me be Virginia and do all this crazy shit.
Yeah. So I'll be doing nothing but prepping all afternoon today for a regular KVJ tomorrow. So, I'd like to see what that's all about. That'd be funny to see what the limitations and parameters are of that app. And then maybe tomorrow we can launch that up. You guys talk about it today.
So tomorrow should be pretty much full gorilla again. V will be back.
Yeah, it's going to be a regular KBJ show tomorrow. We'll just keep mentioning that we're going to be doing the drive down there for supplies 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It goes till 6 p.m. tonight. It goes 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. They're going to be down there collecting your stuff. So if it's easy for you to get to I-95 and 45th Street. And I think they're also maybe talking about some other drop-off spots we might have. So if you're like, listening in Broward or something like that, you're like, that's not really convenient for me, guys. Yeah, we get it. So they just kind of had to throw all this stuff together yesterday. It went kind of fast because everybody was scattered. Leo was in San Francisco. Virginia's in New Orleans. So just kind of get everybody back was a challenge. So.
And the A-team is here.
That's right. It'll be full-on KBJ tomorrow, and we'll actually be prepared for a KBJ show. So thank you guys for bearing with us today. Blame it on the storm. Y'all have a good one. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.